Please continue, sir. Mr. Chairman, with respect to the airport, as of June 30, 1997, there was $39 million of outstanding debt. October 1, 1999, we will have retired at least $7.8 million of that, based on the fact that Series H will be completely retired. That leaves about $30 million of outstanding debt on the airport that will be retired by October of 2015. That sort of gives you a thumbnail sketch of what's out there in the way of actual debt that the state has responsibilities for. There is some moral obligation debt dealing with things like the Bond Bank and Alaska Housing Finance and those kinds of corporations, but really not one of any concern that we need to think about. I think that answered the question on the existing airport debt. Certainly this debt would be added on top of that. You also talked about the fact that, or asked a question about the fact that the airport system, international airport system, really is comprised of the two airports, one in Fairbanks, one in Anchorage. We look at that as one enterprise. So all of the revenues and all of the expenses for both operations are paid out of the same enterprise fund. Landing fees, rental rates, all of those things would go to any outstanding debt. So I think the way it goes now, Anchorage helps Fairbanks more than Fairbanks helps Anchorage. But the carriers that land in Fairbanks would also be a party to this expense incurred by the Anchorage Airport, because we look at it as one fund. And that's really what I wrote. Oh, there was another question, Mr. Chair, that you had asked about the insurance. Basically what we do in a situation like this, as I mentioned before, is we will look at what we can save in the form of interest rates when we look at insurance. But essentially insurance, we'll take a bond issue for an entity such as the airport and increase its rating from a creditworthiness standpoint. In other words, to say if the rating on the airport for the issuance of this debt is rated A, which is a credit rating provided by the three credit agencies that dictate the creditworthiness or the ability to pay of the entity, and we look at the fact that perhaps we can buy insurance or buy an insurance policy that will enhance that credit and raise it to a AAA rated credit, which is the highest credit rating available for the issuance of debt. If the cost of the premium is less than what we can save in terms of the interest rates, we will make that decision to purchase. So out of the proceeds of the sale, we anticipate that based on all of the costs associated with this for financial advisors, bond attorneys, underwriters, discounts, cost of insurance, printing of official statements, and all of the marketing that has to go into a project like this, including rating agencies, reviews, based on a document that was put out by the consultant at the airport, that anticipated cost is about $4.7 million, which actually includes the premium on the insurance. A lot of that will be dictated by market conditions and interest rates at the time, and we'll certainly have to look at that to see whether or not the value is there to ensure that we do that. But let me also assure you that when bondholders review this project and rating agencies stamp their rating of approval on it, they will look at the airport's ability to pay, because what we are in fact pledging are the airport revenues derived from an enterprise fund for the retirement of this debt. It's not going to have an impact on the state's bonding capability, because it is an enterprise fund, and that's all we have told the bondholders that they are really entitled to, are the revenues that are generated from the facility itself. One of the things that will have to be stated as a part of the official statement that we talk about is simply the fact that we do have an operating agreement. The Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities is in a position to establish rates that are necessary to meet the debt service payments as well as the coverage that's required on a special revenue bond. Usually that coverage will be in the amount of 130% of the annual payment. So in other words, we'll have to have 130% of that money set aside for next year's payment so that the bondholder has an assurance it's there. If in fact we haven't got it, we haven't generated it, they have a comfort factor that at least we've got 1 year there and we've got a year to work on getting it there for the next payment that's due. So there are a number of safeguards from an investor's perspective, and as we all know, they will be rewarded based on the risk, real or perceived, that they take in being paid. We believe the airport credit is a good one. We believe we'll be able to get the insurance at a good rate. We believe that the rates on the bonds are going to be some of the best that that we've seen, and we believe that it's an investment there will be a lot of interest in owning. That's the notes I took, Mr. Chairman. I apologize if I missed any other questions.
The teleconference says to end at 3 p.m. Can't go any longer. We will bring this up again at a later date. Thank you, and you'll be here, I'm sure. We will on Monday hear House Bill 480, Interport Differential Bill. Nothing more to come before this committee. Committee stands adjourned at 2 p.m.